And in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Chris Nolan. He's going to talk to us about Netroots as opposed to grassroots. And he's the founder and editor of SpotOn.com. And that's pretty much what we got going today. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Not you, Ms. Hyatt.
So what we talk the about, listeners. The ceasefire.
Yes, we're going to talk about
the absence of shooting during the ceasefire.
And we're going to talk about the Republicans calling Democrats girly men for not protecting the country.
And, of course, we're going to do what we can on Homeland Security to let you know what you can take and not take to the airport.
And to keep you from getting busted for possession of toothpaste. All here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
All right, that's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24-7 at quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It is now 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
The Delta is the hub of the state's water system, and if we lose water either through levee failures there or upstream, virtually everything from the Bay Area down no longer has the water supplies that it has today.
California and water, the two always have been and always will be linked. No resource is as vital to California's urban centers, agriculture, industry, recreation, scenic beauty as water. Now, the fundamental problem surrounding California's water is one of distribution. About 75% of the water supply originates in the northern third of the state, north of Sacramento, while 80% of the demand occurs in the southern two-thirds of the state.
We've got a growing population, so that in and of itself presents a challenge. What we want to make sure is that we've got enough water in the right places in the state.
That's Susan Sims at the Department of Water Resource. Now, California's population is expected to top 45 million people by 2020.
The expectation is that that could lead to an increase of about 35-40% of urban demand over the next 25-30 years. The folks that are largely responsible for increasing the supply in order to meet that are the local water utilities.
That's Ellen Hanick at the Public Policy Institute of California. Now, this population growth coupled with increased need in the agricultural industry has some asking the question, should new facilities be built now to accommodate that demand?
There is some discussion about additional storage capacity. On a state level, those are very much still in the discussion stages. However, in some communities, particularly Southern California, they are proceeding with plans and have over the last decade to build new storage to make them as water secure as they can be.
But there are some solutions that are being employed right now.
The old model of water supply was you have to build a dam and a reservoir above ground, and that's water supply. The new thinking is that that's part of water supply, but you can also store it underground. You can recycle it so that you can use it over again.
Once again, Ellen Hanick at the Public Policy Institute of California. Right now, the quality of drinking water is very good. You turn on the tap, and water always comes out. However, without significant investment to address renewal and replacement, maintenance, security, and reliability of the state's water supply in the next 5 years, the system could be headed for disaster.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, investing, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins within.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
On a critical moment, and he also, on my call from my booth to the bench, I said, quarterback keeper for the touchdown.
You had and one of those little headsets and you called the play down?
He immediately did quarterback keeper, and the box, of course, went crazy thinking that I have connections. So it was a good game. It was a good game. Well attended, by the way, for preseason
games. And Alex Smith did everything against the first defense of the Chicago Bears, which last year was one of the best defenses in the NFL.
It is still considered near the top of the defensive teams in football. But I must tell you that do not ignore the 49ers defensive unit. That 49er defensive unit held Chicago in the first quarter to one or two first downs. And only after they were taken out near the half did Chicago move. When that defense settled down again in the second half, they again held Chicago uncharacteristic for the 49ers. And so I think there may be some light at the end of the tunnel, as George Bush Sr. would say. A thousand lights at the end of the tunnel.
Didn't he coin
that phrase?
Yeah. They didn't coin it, but he used it a lot.
He used it quite a lot.
That didn't stay the course.
So, yes, the 49er game was a good game. However, every time the 49ers made a completion, you would think, why couldn't that be a giant hit? Going to L.A., you lose four in a row. You lose.
They were snake bit.
Almost a perfectly pitched game
by Jason Schmidt.
And
Greg Maddux. But in the first inning, they had a man on first and second with one out. Barry Bonds is up there. Barry smokes, just smokes a liner right up the middle, and Maddux snags it. And it turns into a double play, and those were the only two hits he gave up in seven innings.
Which
and
is amazing.
And we would have scored.
No, he
first
went nine
inning.
Innings.
Did he go nine?
Maddux went, eight. I'm
eight.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He went eight innings.
Each
pitcher.
Two hits.
Yeah, incredible.
He gave up in eight innings.
Incredible game.
And we would have been up 1-0. We would have won that game. The Giants have just been snake bit on this little trip. It's
you mean this little season?
Yeah. Well, what is it, 16 of the last 19 games they've lost?
I think the Lord is mixed
13.
Up. He's hanging out in the East Bay.
Yeah, he is.
He clearly is hanging out in the East Bay, and he's doing it for the...
But you know what? It's going to make the comeback just all that much sweeter.
All right, shall we talk about something that's possible? Like, it'll be easier to settle the dispute between the Israelis and Hezbollah than for the Giants to win the pennant.
Hey, there's a truce. There's a ceasefire. And they pounded the crap out of each other before the ceasefire. What's that about?
Can you imagine the number of people that died, though?
Yes.
There were like 26 Israeli soldiers, some other similar number, and maybe twice that many of Hezbollah that died 5 minutes or 10 minutes, an hour or 3 hours
before
the ceasefire started. And then already, by the way, this morning, they're still shooting. They claim that it's defensive.
Oh,
it's
loopholes in the ceasefire?
Well, not loopholes. It said if you were doing something to defend yourself, you could fire. You didn't have to, you know, roll over and play dead.
So this is going to be, he hit me first?
Yes. By the end of the day, I would assume that Kofi Annan will be back asking for another ceasefire.
Like a pair of seven-year-old twins on a cross-country trip in the back seat. He hit me first.
And they'll keep that up all the way.
And Condoleezza Rice will say, I don't care who started it, I'm finishing it.
It's amazing, however, that she was not allowed to be the person to make the announcement. The announcement was made, obviously, by Kofi Annan in the
council. Oh, the resolution?
Yes. And the French stayed prominent in every way. America was not heavily identified in any aspects of what was going down with reference to the ceasefire. And therefore, the television shows over the weekend were devoted not to Condoleezza Rice, not to the ceasefire, but rather to the 9/11 commission, to the expansion of that commission's concept.
Oh, the Pakistani bomb scare, yeah.
And the bomb scare that was there, and it was kind of an amazing.
And the Republicans are pulling out the same old line. The Democrats hate America, and they're cut and run. And
but, Will, it's a good
defeatist
line. It's a good line. Democrats...
You don't think they've gone to the well one too many times?
Well, Democrats have allowed themselves, in the really down times, not to seize the leadership on the security issue. If you had been consistently accusing Bush, as some of the bloggers have, of creating this atmosphere of fear and violence and doing nothing to address the war on terror by fighting on behalf of some weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, we would have been in a position where the perception of who could best secure the nation, we would be with it. But right now, we have always gone silent on such issues.
I thought, yes, it may have taken, but on Sunday, I thought there was kind of a unified message out there. I thought everybody was on the same page.
They were, but they were not. You wouldn't need to have that message now being initiated. That message should have been initiated a long time ago.
It should have been part of the public consciousness.
And it should have started with Iraq, and it should have started long before Kerry was a candidate. If we had been doing to Bush what Ned Lamont did to Lieberman on the Iraq war,
tie him to the war,
we would now already be in a position where the question of who can secure you at the airport, you'd already be more comfortable trusting Nancy Pelosi.
Well,
than
Bush
the speaker.
Bush is trying to turn Iraq. He's calling them terrorists now. He's not calling them insurgents. He's not calling them secular fighters. He's calling them terrorists. So they're trying to link the whole Pakistani bomb Heathrow plan with Iraq now, tie everybody together, that they're all the bad guys. And
if you know this administration, you know they're going to find a way to connect those bombers. Or those
but you don't
bombers.
Think that they've gone to the... You don't think they're trotting out the same old story. You don't think that the American public is sick of Iraq and they'll just... They won't be, of course, this is the same American public that still believes 50% that we found weapons of mass destruction. I guess you never go broke.
I would tell you that I think the American public is so desirous of going back to the pre-9/11 days. Anything you say or do vis-a-vis the issue of security will resonate well with them. For an example, no longer will anybody discuss invasion of privacy on the wiretapping side, mm-hmm. because all of a sudden it's becoming important.
That's how they got these guys.
Thank you. That is exactly how they got them. And so with the Democrats always being out there saying, you're invading my privacy, etc., Republicans are going to exploit that evidence of indifference to security. That's going to continue all down the line. And so the whole question of how do you interrogate these guys, suddenly the business of allowing the interrogation to be conducted by Castro is going to be okay, rather than by Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you got some differences in the minds of the American people as to who's prepared to close the gap when it needs to be closed on those we've already concluded that it needs to be closed.
So does this change the makeup of November, whereas before you thought maybe that the Democrats had a chance for winning one, if not both, houses of Congress? Does this change it irrevocably?
I don't think it changes it beyond repair, so to speak. I do think, however, Democrats are going to have to be incredibly creative and inventive. I think the polls will show that the American public 5, 6, or 7 months ago had begun to think that Democrats had a better shot at offering them permanent security. We got to get back to whatever that formula was.
We're going to get back with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And joining us in the next segment, Mamie Hubert from Take Back Red California. But right now, Ellen Hyatt has the newest headlines in the newsroom on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will. Thank you very much. It is 7:16 at 9:60, the Quake, and we are checking traffic first. We've got lots of slowdowns at the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It doesn't take much. Now we've got a broken-down car right at Treasure Island, the right lane. Apparently the driver out of the car and walking on the bridge. Be careful out there. And the backup to the toll plaza from the 880 overcrossing now, and metering lights, of course, are on. The other big trouble spot is in Fremont on the Nimitz, an overturned commercial truck, a whole bunch of PVC pipe on the freeway, northbound 880. After Maury Avenue, and we've got the two right lanes of that freeway blocked. Bay Area weather, that coastal morning fog is supposed to clear by midday at the latest. Farthest inland temperatures a little cooler today, getting into the mid-80s, and then by the water, temperatures are going to be in the 60s and 70s once the sun comes out. And here is what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. Contact lens solution and cough syrup, as well as other non-prescription medications, are going to be allowed in your carry-on luggage now. The TSA lightening up and revising some of these security restrictions at airports around the country for passengers that are traveling. A huge bunch of shells has been dumped in the San Francisco Bay. Biologists dumping more than 10 boatloads of oyster shells into the shallow waters off of Point San Quentin over the weekend, hoping the cast-offs are going to seed the comeback of native oysters that once flourished in our bay. Prevention needs to be the focus along with treating HIV. That is the warning and the message from Bill Gates, one of the key leaders at the 16th International AIDS Conference that's taking place in Toronto. Wall Street investors welcoming a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon after a month-long war, sending stocks higher as oil prices also dropped sharply so far today. The Dow up 70 points. The Nasdaq also on the rise, up more than 14 points. That's what's happening. And up in just a moment, it is more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk. Stay the Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve. Existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3222. 26. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality like Sealy Tempur-Pedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here, keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And our guest this segment is Mamie Hubert from Take Back Red, California. And we talked to her earlier. Perhaps she can tell us if there's been movement.
Yes, Take Back Red, California is moving. I'd like to report on the Jamboree, the fundraiser that we had that I mentioned when
I was on
before.
Okay, before you do that, though, you better tell the listeners, what is Take Back Red California? Is that going over to Berkeley?
No, not those reds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Kicking all the socialists out of town.
That's right.
Take Back Red California is an organization, new organization, that understands that we have more money and more volunteers and more enthusiasm for Democratic Party projects and Democratic candidates than they have in the red counties. Those are the ones that are represented by the Republicans in Congress, in the state Senate, and in the state Assembly.
And you're going to take those back?
We're going to take those back with the help of the urban, safe seat, safe Democratic seat, blue people. We're going to take them and partner them with red counties, red volunteers in precinct walking and phone banking for the support of candidates in those red districts.
And so like around here, with
yes.
Nancy Pelosi, who's semi-safe, with
Well, if we could get Nancy Pelosi
Barbara
to
Lee, who's
semi-safe. Go to Stockton or to Placerville
Forget
or
it.
To
You're
South
not
Lake
get her.
Tahoe.
Forget it. You're not going to get her. Be clear. Now, I don't mean that.
No, she's the leader of the
right.
House.
She's going to need to be in other states.
But you can get her supporters.
And you can get her surrogates.
And maybe some of her money.
Correct.
Right.
A lot of her money.
Right.
For organizations like you got going in Stockton against Pombo, for what you got going with my namesake up in
Mr. Doolittle.
Against Doolittle.
Right. Exactly. We're supporting three congressional candidates. And I hope to goodness Nancy is the speaker, and these three guys are,
Who are they? Who are the three?
It's Dr. Bill Durston, who's running against Dan Lundgren in CD3. And
that's down in Long Beach.
No. Lundgren moved, you remember.
Well, I want the public to hear you say that.
Okay.
He bought a motorhome and moved up north.
he moved into the gold country.
He lost the governorship.
Yes.
Yeah, he lost the governorship to Gray Davis.
Yeah.
And when he lost the governorship in 98 to Gray Davis, he then decided not go back to Long Beach. I think maybe they asked him not to come back to Long Beach.
Yeah.
But anyway, he then moved up.
He was looking for low-hanging fruit, I think.
And he went to a campsite where they used to dig
with
gold.
With an RV?
Yeah. And that's where he's been living. And he won a congressional seat up there. The most amazing. This is a guy that said the Japanese should not be given any compensation for the time that we took them and incarcerated them. But go ahead.
Well,
hey, what district is that? What counties?
It's Amador and Calaveras and a little part of Sacramento, for starters. I think there's...
is it on 80?
It goes all the way over to Nevada, Alpine, which is a tiny county, but that's part of CD3 also.
Does it follow 80 up?
More like 50, I think.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the opponent to Dan Lundgren is Dr. Bill Durston, and he is an emergency room physician. And he's one of these three. The other is Colonel Charlie Brown.
Against Mr. Doolittle.
Against John Doolittle and his machine. There's a Doolittle machine up there, and we're also in Take Back Ray, California, supporting a wonderful fellow who's running for AD4, and this is Rob Haswell. And his website is robhaswellforassembly.com. And I think people should be aware that it's not only Doolittle and Lundgren and Herger, who's another one of those congressmen up there, and Pombo, but it's their machines. It's the people they fund. They fund people all the way down ticket to school boards and so forth. The Republicans are very good at filling the pipeline with candidates who are good campaigners and good fundraisers and good at using Doolittle's money, at least the money that his wife can turn over.
The 10% that she takes.
15, I think.
Oh, she's taking 15. And Rob Haswell is robhaswell.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. For
Rob Haswell for assembly.com. And his district, he has some of the Bill Durston congressional three, and more like the
so weird
Charlie
to hear
Brown.
My name like that.
I know. It's got a little add-on.
I know. There's a little on. We're talking to Mamie Hubert from Take Back Red, California. She's joining us here on 960 The Quake.
But
so now what activities?
Just like Haswell's district is also a lot of CD4, which is the Charlie Brown Doolittle. So he's... in both of those congressional districts, the AD is.
So since you last saw us, what activities have you actually engaged in that furthers the agenda of this organization that you just started?
Well, in Marin County on July 15th, we had a big fundraiser for those three. Oh, I didn't even mention Jerry Brown. You guys got me derailed. Jerry Brown running against Pombo in CD11.
Jerry Mack.
What did I say?
Jerry Brown.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, we don't want him to, we don't want people to get confused.
No, I'm very sorry, everybody.
He's going to become Attorney General.
Yeah.
Of course,
Jerry
but
McNerney.
That's probably on his agenda. For the future. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to buy an RV soon.
Durston, Charlie Brown, and Jerry McNerney were the beneficiaries of the Midsummer Jamboree in Marin on July 15th, and we cleared $12,500, which is pretty good since we were only charging $50 a person. And the money is divided up between those three candidates. But then, because of the McCain-Feingold issues, in order to be a five-candidate pack, we also sent a little money to T.J. Cox, who's running in CD 19 against George Radanovich. And Radanovich is a subcommittee on water and energy, I believe. And T.J. Cox is a fine young Democrat coming up in the world here, and he's got a hard race. And also, we sent some money to Francine Busby in CD 50. And so that makes us a five-candidate pack, and our limit then increases in the McCain-Feingold.
And what do you got coming up? What can the great listeners do?
Okay. We're going to have another fundraiser in San Francisco, and it's going to be either the 21st of September or the 24th. And we're looking at a couple of places where we can have it. And there's an interesting WAF situation on Bryant, and it might be over there. But that's not for sure yet. I'll have to tell you guys later, and you can put it on the website, where this next fundraiser is going to be. But it's also going to be for Durston, Charlie Brown, and Jerry McNerney. And
and Busby.
No, we're just going to concentrate on the ones that the Jamboree did. There may be, actually, a congressional candidate from Nevada that the group that's putting the next one on is interested in. And this group is Democracy Action. And they're a carry group that's kept together. A lot of the DFAs were, Democracy for America's were the Dean group. So anyway, Democracy Action, who's the spearhead of this next fundraiser, is a carry group. And how about you, Mr. Durst, performing with Laughing Liberally at this event?
Well, I'll get Laughing Liberally. I'll contact them in New York and see if they're interested.
Okay. And then how about telling the public, because we got to get out of here, how about telling the public where they can follow you closely on the website?
Okay. Take Back Red California's website is www.takebackredcalifornia.org. And spell it all out and no spaces, as you all know. And one other thing, Take Back Red California is about to have an Act Blue link, so people can contribute through the Act Blue to all these candidates that I've mentioned, including Rob Haswell.
Thank you, Mamie Hubert.
Thank
and,
you.
And yeah, let me know when that benefit is and see if I can perform a little bit.
Okay,
I
either the 21st or the 24th.
Right now, both of them are open.
Excellent.
Coming up, we'll have your phone calls here on 960 The Quake, 866-960-5753. Keep it real with Will and Willie. And now, some news.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. This is Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. Thank you, Will. This traffic report is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. We've got major troubles on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. A stall near Treasure Island has turned into an accident. It doesn't take much on the upper deck to back things up, so we're jammed from the 880 overcross into the toll plaza and very heavy on the bridge itself now into San Francisco. You've also got troubles on the Nimitz in Fremont, still dealing with this commercial truck that was overturned with a whole bunch of PVC pipe in the freeway lanes on northbound 880 after Mowry Avenue. Two right lanes remain blocked. They're trying quickly to get this over to the shoulder. Drive more, pump less in the Toyota Corolla. Corolla gets an EPA estimated 41 miles per gallon on the highway and comes in four sporty models. Each one gives you more bang for your buck. Check out all nine fuel-friendly Toyotas at your Toyota dealer today. Bay Area weather, a beautiful day once that sunshine comes out and the fog clears away by the middle of the day. And we're going to have slightly cooler temperatures pretty much everywhere, especially in the inland valleys, getting to the mid to upper 80s. And now some news on 960 The Quake. Airport screeners at Bay Area airports having to go with the flow. pun intended. And yes, they're being told that they can allow some passengers to take on non-prescription medications like cough syrup and contact lens solution. Still working through these newly revised airport security guidelines, which have been relaxed slightly by the TSA. Oil prices dropping nearly a dollar today as the world starts reacting to the Mideast ceasefire now in effect. Also some positive news out this morning from British Petroleum saying the company will be able to maintain half of its pipeline production from its Prudhoe Bay oil field in Alaska. Of course, this weekend, many Bay Area drivers seeing higher gas prices rising about a nickel a gallon on average. And from 80s icon to orange-vested New York City street sweeper, the mighty Dufall Boy George, starting 5 days of community service for filing a false police report back in October of last year. New Yorkers may not recognize the former Culture Club frontman without his wild makeup and androgynous style. Check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting quakeradio.com. And in just a moment, it is more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-52. Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
I'm Melody Thomas Scott. If you're a parent of a child with health problems, finding the best medical resources can be a nightmare. It can make anyone's life feel like a daytime drama. That's why Shriners Hospitals are so important. They provide expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Bay Area. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Under the shadow of the Bay Bridge, which is moving quite well in both directions, at least from this vantage. And we are on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, live at the Hotel Vitale. Come on down, join us. Use your wireless connection here to plug away and just start typing and connecting. And this is Will and Willie, and I'm Will.
And I am Willie Brown. All in person.
All in person.
Yes.
And we're taking your calls and hoping that you call in. Let us know what you think about. Well, we got three major subjects today. Of course, we're talking about the Democrats and their response to the Republicans calling them Al-Qaeda types, which I believe was a direct quote from Dick Cheney. We're also talking about the ceasefire and the loopholes. And what else? Wasn't there a third subject? Thought we had a third subject.
Oh, we always have more than. But your call, you can contribute substantially, obviously, to all of the conversation that we have. We can wander into almost every area of your concern and your interest because we don't cover one third of those things which we discuss off the air among us because we don't think, you know, whether or not you're interested in them. Sometimes we drop them in, but we're into detailed discussions about our own experiences and exposure, whether it concerns food, whether it concerns events that occur. For an example, yesterday from 12 to 5 on Schrader Street up in the Upper Haight, there was a gathering of people who remember that Sue Bierman had made an incredible contribution. Now get this, if you had been anywhere in that neighborhood, you would have seen Dianne Feinstein accompanied by her husband, Dick Blum, all casual and very much conversant with and attuned to what Sue Bierman was really about, because Sue was a big supporter of Dianne Feinstein's. I can remember in the early days, Dianne Feinstein pushing her daughter Catherine and Sue Bierman standing right next to her. And then, of course, in a few minutes, in strolls Paul Pelosi, the bodyguard for Nancy Pelosi, his wife, who
and
also
Christine.
Was equally...
And Alexandra.
Yes, and the whole clan of the Pelosi showed up, all part of the Sue Bierman legacy. And then over in the corner, speaking English, rarely demonstrated in public, John Burton doing his number in a way. And then there was Kevin Shelley. And then there was Bill Maher. I mean, it was like the calling of politicians and left-wing activists, like Sue Hester, Calvin Welch. It was incredible, the number of people who were there. Retired planning directors, partners of ex-planning directors. It was unbelievable. I just sat there and marveled at all of this that had given. Becky Jenkins, Dave Jenkins, heir to Dave Jenkins operation.
The spiderweb of connections that Sue Bierman
had. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Had.
And I began to think, and I said to you earlier, you realize if something had happened to that section of the city back in the 50s, it would have set back progressive politics in America for years.
Because she lived right next door to Harry Bridges?
Right next door to Harry Bridges and across the street from another person who was part of big time in the union. And in the National Lawyers Guild, that was the organization of alternative bar associations made up of left-wing lawyers. They lived on the hill up there, too. The creative artist types all lived up there in that particular neighborhood. Danny Glover actually lived up there in that particular neighborhood. Blanche, my wife, used to teach all the kids in that neighborhood guitars, including Sue Bierman's daughter. So it was really an incredible collection and a coming home of people. There was no sadness because what the children of Sue Bierman had done was she collected all the photographs that Sue had, and they displayed them, and they kind of displayed them in sequential order, so you could wander around the house, and actually, if you were part of Sue Bierman's world, you could see yourself, and you could see yourself in different configurations. I actually saw myself several times, and some I didn't remember.
At
with
what
hair.
Age?
Same age as I am now.
Give me a break. Yeah.
I am not aged. As a matter of fact, that's what one woman told me. But I was so concerned. I'm glad that they didn't break the history. And Sue used to give fundraisers at her event. She'd set out a little card table, and she'd have the bar was a card table, and some underage kid obviously was
handling, she would charge?
Was the bartender. Would charge almost nothing. Like this Take Back California lady, $50 for a fundraiser.
No,
I couldn't believe that.
15.
No, she said 50.
No, she said 15.
15?
Yes.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh. I know.
Oh. Anyway, well, Sue Bierman would give the same kind of events. $25 was the Sue Bierman standard fee. And the significance of all of this was all that money was raised, and it was always given right on the scene to some worthy candidate seeking public office.
Right on the scene?
Oh, yeah, because you didn't have all those funny reporting requirements, you know. And with me, I take it straight to Wilkes Bashford and deposit.
Funny reporting requirements.
Do you like that? They are funny. Did you hear her just say when she was here?
I know.
That in order to qualify for the
act,
she had to add two other people, and she just sent them a little token to qualify. That's why this reporting campaign laws make no sense at all. They make no sense at all. Because everybody is in the process of having to adjust themselves.
And they massage it so it doesn't make any sense anyhow. They get beyond the spirit of the law.
No, does not achieve the goal. Well, Sue Bierman's legacy was on display like you would not believe. You could just feel it in the room. You could just see it. And in order, you know, I kept looking at all these people, and they looked so different to me. I thought, well, maybe I'd better do it right. I followed Ruth Deuson's theory. And Ruth Deuson's theory is announce your name, even if you're talking to your own mother. Say, hey, this is Ruth. So I said, hey, this is Willie Brown. We know you, Willie Brown. Well, I just don't want you to make any mistake.
And so that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I never heard that.
What, to say?
To say your name up front, because I meet so many people all the time, I can never remember their names. I can never. So I always have Debbie put out her hand and say, my husband is a complete oaf, and he doesn't know how to introduce people. My name is Debbie Durst. And so we get around it that way.
Yeah. Demeaning you, but nevertheless.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Well, you have no choice. I don't believe you. I'd say, if Debbie was doing that to me, I'd say, well, fine, too. And I'd mean it. But my point is, at Sue Bierman's parties, you didn't have name tags. So there were no name tags. None.
No, yeah.
So you had to try to figure out, who are all these Neanderthal-looking people who are here? They're really shadow of themselves, but they were all there. I recognize Diane, though.
And Paul Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
And John Burton.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, man. I didn't want to see that. It's Tony Blair in his shorts because he's on vacation.
Yeah.
So there's a huge national outcry in Britain.
Oh.
Dissatisfied with Prime Minister Tony Blair's response to Britain's increased terror alert, a newspaper decided his vacation attire should speak for him.
Well, that's what I mean by not showing your legs.
Politician. See? Kerry got in trouble when he went windsurfing.
Windsurfing.
No politician.
Jimmy Carter got in trouble running a marathon.
That's right.
If you remember, Carter collapsed in a marathon at
the
half a mile.
Those two Secret Service guys.
Two Secret Service guys carrying
it. It was that wire service photo and the one of him attacking the killer bunny when he was in the boat. Remember that? He had the oar and he was trying to slap the bunny. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got some of your emails, and after the burst of Durst, we'll be taking more of your calls. 866-960-5753. We got a great show. It is terrific. It's a stellar show coming up. We have Chris Nolan. She'll be talking about Netroots in the next hour, and Ed Schultz. And we also have a reporter talking to us right from the thick of it. She's in Haifa, and she'll be reporting in. Miss Sosa will be reporting in 9:30. We're keeping it real. We have some headlines now. There is new news. And, of course, Ellen Hyatt is going to keep us together with it on 960 The Quick.
All right, well, thank you. We're going to start in with a little traffic. We've got big troubles at the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, a stall and an accident, and the right lane blocked at Treasure Island. Doesn't take much to clog that bridge up, and so the metering lights, of course, are on, and we're backed up from before the 880 overcrossing to the toll plaza and slow a crawl now into San Francisco on the bridge itself. I'm Ellen Hyatt, filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. Bay Area weather. We're going to see sunshine after that morning fog clears in the inland valleys. And before the rest of the Bay Area, you know, of course, cooler temperatures everywhere, including the inland valleys, where it's going to be just in the mid to upper 80s. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. Lebanese civilians are clogging bombed-out roads in a rush to return home now that a ceasefire with Israel is in effect. Israel advising its own citizens to wait before returning to their homes in the north, even though no Hezbollah rockets have been fired into that territory today. Israel's defense minister says the ceasefire in Lebanon is holding despite a few local incidents. A cell phone rings on an airplane and no one answers it. Now that there's a security scare that's in effect here and in Britain, a lot of a plot in Britain to use liquids and electronic devices to blow up airplanes, it forced a British Airways plane to turn back, especially since Britain has banned cell phones on flights since Thursday. There are pictures of Cuban leader Fidel Castro celebrating his 80th birthday yesterday in bed. Cuba's Communist Daily publishing photographs of Castro smiling, but he warns that he faces a long recovery from the intestinal illness that led him to transfer power to his brother. That's what's happening, and now it is more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one, slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
There are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh, beautiful for space.
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
If you've ever wanted to hit the open road and chase the fading sun, then the Muscular Dystrophy Family Foundation has got your ticket to ride. 1640 cc's, 100 horsepower, chrome, steel, and pure cool from the coolest names in the chopper game. A one-of-a-kind with a street value over $75,000. And this summer, someone's gonna win it. Why not you?
Why not you?
Log on to MDFF.org to learn more. MDFF.org. Live with no boundaries.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by ScandinavianDesign.com. Go there. Check it out. A lot of great deals. Well, what a surprise. The Republicans are busily exploiting their echo chamber to pound out the familiar percussive drumbeat. The Democrats are weenie girly men who can't be trusted to keep their frilly underwear unsoiled, much less protect this country. GOP mole Joe Lieberman parroted the same party line when he nasally whined that Ned Lamont's win over him was a victory for the kind of people involved in the British-Pakistani airline bomb plot. One news anchor on Fox News called Democrats the Al-Qaeda party. And the Democrats have vowed to answer back. Soon, maybe, once they wash their underwear. What is wrong with us? We got to get out there now. No, now is even too late. We got to build a time machine. Go back to Friday the 11th. Issue predated press releases. Drag everyone with us, too. Yeah. Dig up a couple of dead Dems like JFK and FDR and other three initialed heroes. And we got to stop letting the Republicans lock us into the pussy box again. We got to lambaste the whole do-nothing beltway for not implementing the 911 Commission's recommendations on airport security. We also have to explain the reason that we don't have bomb detection technology for this sort of thing is because Bush wasted all of our money on his rich buddies. What, is Paris Hilton going to buy SFO, a liquid bomb scanner? I don't think so. And then we need the bravest, most charismatic congressman from the safest district in the country to reel off all the Democratic plans to secure our borders that have been scuttled by Bush's Congress, and hoist these squeeze bags on their own petard by warning Americans that every Republican vote is another vote for Al-Qaeda. And when they come at you with sharpened flagpoles, and they will, just blow up the paragraph in the Washington Times where Tony Snow and Dick Cheney and Joe Lieberman said the same thing about us. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. Oh, look at he's crying. See, I had the same thought as you.
I am amazed. We have to send this off to Nancy and Harry and all of the Democrats. As a matter of fact, what Phil Angelides ought to do is drop the name Bush, or at least add Schwarzenegger to Snow, Bush, and Cheney.
I agree, I mean, totally. Tie the two of them together.
You put it together better than I could have thought of it. I mean, it is absolutely, you strung it together, and you said get the guy from the safest district and let him outline every single solitary proposal for Homeland Security protection. I loved it!
Who would that be, Nancy
Burst
Pelosi? Is that the same as district?
No, she's in a district where she could suffer the fate of Joe Lieberman if she isn't careful. You know, you're not tough enough on the war here unless you are, in fact, carrying out the plans and executing on behalf of
unless you're carrying the
left-wingers.
Troops home yourself.
That's right. That's right. You could get the left-wingers. I mean, and you know, and you got to get Castro's endorsement to ensure that you, and have Hugo come campaign on your behalf, then you're in a safe district.
And you see that Hugo is being challenged by a comic?
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I saw that.
Rosario or something? He's like a 47-year-old comic?
But apparently, you know, Cuba's survival now depends upon whether or not Hugo gives him $10 billion?
Oh, really?
Similar
is that what, that's what he's doing there?
Oh, yes.
With Raul?
Oh, yes. He's and he was doing it with Fidel as well. He was bankrolling them. And it's amazing how much loyalty that buys you. Or at least attendance at the hospital for a photograph.
How much loyalty $10 billion buys you?
Although, Melinda
and Bill.
Melinda and Bill act like they don't know Warren. Now that they got the money.
Oh, really? They're dissing Warren?
Well, they've been in the paper by themselves. They don't say it.
Oh, but that's Warren. Warren's
away.
Pretty, don't you think? I mean, you met him. You know, he's not a publicity hound.
No, but on Sunday, the New York Times pointed out the fact that he needs to give away $3 billion a year to make it work under the rules. And right now, they don't have $3 billion worth of projects that are worthy of being funded.
Oh, Bill and Melinda.
And so I've sent them 87 different versions of my mortgage.
You're the 501c3 that is Willie Brown.
Oh, man. Incorporated. And I'm into preventing everything. I'm into preventing war. I'm into preventing global warming. I'm into preventing Al Gore. I'm into preventing everything.
John Kerry.
I'm into preventing everything.
I am pro-good, anti-bad.
Absolutely.
Pro-family, absolutely. Anti-cancer. That's right.
You know, there was you got to look at Saturday's newspaper. John King compared, for aesthetic purposes, design purposes.
The Rincon.
Chicago and San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they got me in there quoted as saying, what are you talking about? San Francisco is far more committed to process than results.
I love John King's writing for the Chronicle.
So do I.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here. We're going to go to some news. We're going to come back and Chris Nolan will join us and talk about Netroots on 960 The Quake.
The Daily Tribune Classified section. May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay. How should the ad read?
Sunny one bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Six is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. There is a welcome sound in the Middle East today. Silence. No Israeli warplanes are flying overhead in southern Lebanon, and no Hezbollah rockets are being lobbed across the border into northern Israel. As CNN's Matthew Chance reports, a UN-brokered ceasefire is holding for now.
There have been transgressions, clashes between the Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighter suspects on the ground, with at least two people killed, according to Israeli forces, when their soldiers in South Lebanon opened fire on suspicious personnel who were carrying weapons and advancing towards IDF, Israeli military positions.
Although the ceasefire is in place, it hasn't put a stop to all of the bloodshed. Israeli army officials say that six Hezbollah fighters were killed in three separate skirmishes today after the ceasefire took effect. On the same day as the ceasefire, former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, in a coma since January, is said to be growing worse. CNN's Paula Hancock has details from Jerusalem.
His condition has deteriorated seriously. According to the hospital where he is being treated, the Sheba Medical Center, they say that they have done a brain scan on Ariel Sharon, the former Israeli prime minister, and it shows a deterioration in his brain function. Also, his urine output has decreased significantly, and a chest scan showed that he had a new infection.
The hospital says doctors are treating the 78-year-old Sharon with antibiotics and steroids. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has scaled back the threat level for commercial airline flights from Britain to the U.S., but Congressman Peter DeFazio says security remains inadequate.
The Homeland Security bureaucracy did nothing to reform the FBI, the CIA, and the other agencies which failed so miserably on 9/11 to coordinate their intelligence.
The U.S. threat level remains at orange. This is CNN Radio.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traveling.
traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
And good morning. It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm Ellen Hyatt, filling in for John Scott this morning. Checking out the roadways. It's all about the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. We had a stall and an accident. It doesn't take much. And we have traffic now jammed into the maze all the way to the toll plaza where metering lights are on and slow on the bridge itself into San Francisco. The stall that we had in the accident near Treasure Island apparently has been moved out of the lanes. We hit the right lane there blocked for quite a while. Also, major delays in the Byron area, Vasco Road at Camino Pablo, head-on injury crash blocking all lanes, and we've got emergency crews that are just arriving on the scene, and you've got lots of company on the Nimitz, San Lorenzo area, southbound 880 jam between Highway 238 into Oakland. Stop-and-go conditions. This report brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. If you want to save money, by energy-efficient light bulbs that use up to 75% less electricity, and to cut summer cooling costs, install Energy Star qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, visit FlexYourPower.org. And thanks for flexing your power. Check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting our website, QuakeRadio.com. We're going to check your headlines during our next break, but now it is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
Slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth, justice, and the progressive way. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're both here this morning. It is Monday, August 14th, 8:05 a.m. And joining us, Miss Chris Nolan. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Beat.
Nolan.
How are you?
We're all right.
Glad to hear it.
Miss Nolan is a woman who puts together an operation that talks to, what, more than 100,000 people every month by way of the Internet.
Yes. We run a political and social commentary website called spoton.com, based here in San Francisco.
So is it Spoton?
No, it is not Spoton. What are you trying to pull? I thought you were coming. I was coming down here being nice to me.
No, but I mean, I'm asking you to explain the hyphen in there.
Oh, the hyphen is there because somebody else owns spoton.com, and this is the best I can do for now. But don't worry.
So it's not Spot On, see?
No, it's not. It's Spot On.
Yeah, spot-on.com. Yeah.
You're not the only writer on that, right?
I'm not. I have. I have 11 writers, but you can only see 9 of them. But
why?
Yeah, we have.
Why?
Because we bring people on the site in stages. I don't let them just sort of get up there and spew. I edit them a little bit and make sure that they don't embarrass themselves like some people do online sometimes. And
on the air sometimes.
That never happens on the
what
show.
What do you
I'm
say?
Sure, sure
what
that
do you
never,
say?
Never happens on.
Are you
the
kidding
show.
Me? I'm speaking the truth.
Are you
keeping it real with William? No, I'm not. I just complimented you. Don't be so sensitive.
Hey, I'm very vulnerable.
I can't believe this. I mean, I have already requested that your last burst of Durst be forwarded immediately to all the Democratic moguls and Mongols around.
How about the Democratic mongrels? What are we going to do with them?
Like the Mongols, the Mongols, and the Mongrels. That pretty much covers
it's everyone.
It's M-word
morning here.
Thank you.
Now, you are a bit controversial yourself. You wrote something that was not the prettiest picture.
The Love for Sale post? Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm speaking of the Yearly Coast
that was
held
yeah.
in Vegas. And he, of course, has been anointed as...
Self-anointed.
Well, a lot of people have joined in on the celebration, the inauguration.
They have. That's true.
We're talking about Marcos...
Marcos Melitzis, yes.
Melitzis, who was...
Founder of the Daily Coast.
Founder of the Daily Coast.
Co-author of Crashing the Gates with his partner, Jerome, or his... business partner, Jerome Armstrong.
And you attended Yearly Coast?
I did not. For a bunch of different reasons. One of them was I was busy doing other stuff, but mostly because it struck me as a political consultants convention, which is what I said in the post. You know, the next time that, you know, the Direct Marketing Association has a meeting, they ought to invite Marcos Melitzis. He's a brilliant self-promoter, and he really understands how to get people activated through online media. And there's a genius to that, and it's being rewarded in a lot of different ways, not necessarily in the ways he would like, which is for him to run the next presidential campaign, but, you know, there's a brilliance to what he's doing.
Well, the Democrats desperately need somebody who can give them advice and counsel on how best to use that new world.
Oh, I agree with that.
And it may be the counter to this evangelical Sunday morning stuff that's being done by all these ministers throughout this land on behalf of Republicans.
I agree with that, too. But don't forget, there are also effective online advocates on the other side, on the Republican side. You know, redstate.org and Powerline and a half a dozen other sites.
Drudge.
Drudge, he's a thing unto himself. You know, he's... And I don't... Just leave Drudge out of it for now. But... I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of an ideological war going on online. But the idea that Marcos Melitzis is, as he calls himself, media, or somehow replacing political journalism, is the point I was trying to make in that post. That's not happening. And it shouldn't happen. And it's, you know, he's becoming increasingly popular at a time when the political media, particularly at newspapers outside and off the East Coast, is weaker than it's ever been. So, I mean, you've been in Democratic Party politics for a long time. When was the last time you thought, wow, there's a really smart reporter? And I don't mean that the way you think I mean that.
You might be asking
the wrong
guy.
Take your best shot, Mr. Merrick.
No.
It's nice. It's just hanging over the plate for you there, Wilson.
We're speaking to Chris Nolan. She's the founder.
But she's spot on. Accurately stating what the deal is, because in my commencement of my career back in 1960, and political reporters were really valuable, incredible tools.
And they were well paid, and they were treasured by the organizations they worked for. I mean,
and they were given the authority
exactly.
to really write.
Yeah, look at guys like Jack Tremond, and look at, you know,
Squire Barnes,
the list goes on. Yeah, these are people.
Up and down, Marty Nolan. You go up
absolutely.
And down, and you
no relation, it. No relation, Marty Nolan. We are
no.
not. No, we're not related.
Oh, same clan.
Same, yeah, but that's back in the day, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Back in the old country. Where we've eaten potatoes and drank beer all the time instead of just on St. Paddy's Day.
But now, for an example, for the Chronicle, Greg Lucas is just coming back
yeah.
to start writing again.
Yeah.
And you don't have the extensive commitment that comes with years of developing experience and relationships.
Yeah, I've been a reporter for 20 years here
yeah.
in Silicon Valley and before that in Washington, D.C. So when I look at what's going on the Internet, I have a very different perspective. My perspective is, well, wait a minute. This is political advocacy. You know, Marcos Melitzis' Daily Coast, Powerline, Red State, you can go down the list. These are direct mail sites. These are the electronic version of what direct mail was, you know, back in the day when somebody first decided we could do hit pieces. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, as I was trying to make my point about the Yearly Coast, was this is not journalism. This is advocacy. And that's great. There's a place for that, certainly within Democratic Party.
Does it work? Or are we talking about preaching to
the
converted?
You know, I'm not so sure that it works the way it's being implemented now. I mean, their big victory, you know, the online Democratic advocates, their big victory right now is Ned Lamont in Connecticut. And I'm not...
So they claim.
Well, see, that's... I would agree with you there. I'm not sure if that wasn't just Lieberman fatigue. You know, the usual out of touch, been in the Senate, what, 20 years? A growing sort
I think
of,
they were just tired of his voice.
Well, you know, you have a point there, Will. When he got nominated vice president first, Al Gore and Joe Lieberman. Ooh, the wide awake ticket. Thank you very much.
Oh,
We got somebody online as a comedian.
Chris Nolan is being funnier than me here. From spoton.com on 960 The Quake.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Why is it that that same crowd, when they thought they had a presidential nominee and Howard Dean, they ran that stuff out there on Howard Dean and it didn't work?
Well,
they blew up.
Oh, come on. The Dean campaign imploded for one real good reason. Well, there's that. But here's the other reason. They captured Saddam Hussein, and Howard Dean was supposed to give a foreign policy speech at UCLA, and he didn't know what to say when they captured Saddam Hussein. Now, I'm not a political consultant. Maybe you are. But I'm not. But I know that if you're running an anti-war campaign, then you damn well better have an answer when they capture the guy everybody's
looking
for. When the war's over. Exactly. Or when you got to think about all the ways the war could end and all the things you're going to have to say. And like I said, I'm not that smart, but that one I got, and that's why Howard Dean didn't win.
I got to tell you, though, that we start out always with the exit speech. We put that speech together earlier than we do the entry.
I don't.
Holy shit.
But he did say, I think he did say, which you're saying was the cause of his downfall, he did say that America is not necessarily safer now that we have captured Saddam Hussein, which at the time was thought to be an American-hating, you know, girly pants thing that the Republicans spun. But in retrospect, he was right.
Oh, he was absolutely right, but... But
it was not the thing to say at the time.
He didn't, but it, that also tells you that he didn't know what to say, and that tells you that the campaign was poorly run. And you know,
who was his campaign manager?
Mr. Joe Trippi.
Oh, Trippi, that's right.
Did you remember that?
And then he ditched him.
Linda
Trippi. Ditch him after
Iowa. Yeah, he did for Roy Neal, who used to be chief of staff to Al Gore, Mr. Inside.
One disaster after another.
Now, I'm not going to call Roy Neal a disaster. I like Roy Neal. He's a nice man.
Don't defend your friends.
Oh, I thought that's what going on the radio was all about, man.
Go at results. Go at results. That
yeah,
counts
well,
more
it was
than
Roy,
anything
it was Roy's
else
first
in the world.
Presidential go. It was not his first president. Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember. Anyway.
From the standpoint of your writing and your publishing on the Internet, what advice, if any, do you have for Nancy Pelosi as she goes about at this moment trying to address the discovery of 24 people planning to blow up airplanes coming from the UK to the US?
Don't tell the New York Times you're having a summit at your house in the Napa Valley over the weekend. That'd be step number one.
Did you hear that?
I missed that. What was that?
Yesterday's New York Times. Deborah Solomon does an interview, Q&A, in the magazine, and she says to Nancy Pelosi, blah, 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 what are you doing? She said, we're having a summit on issues for Democratic Party at my vacation home in Napa. And I'm like,
my vacation
oh,
home
we're
in Napa?
Keeping it real. And on my vacation, I'm like, you know, okay, whatever.
But that article was written months ago. Wasn't it?
Well,
the New York Times magazine? Yeah. Don't they have, like, a lead?
They do. And she says, when the Sunday this appears, I'll be at my vacation home in Napa.
No, what...
Anyway...
What she's saying is very simple. At no point do you, if you're a Democrat,
say
you make
the
reference
term,
to that?
My vacation home in Napa.
You say we're having an... I mean, but this, we're I'm picking at nits here, and I'm just because I'm cracking wise. You guys got me going, but...
that's what we try to do. We try to keep it real.
Not exactly.
We don't let you disguise yourself. We want you to expose yourself.
You don't
we
know
want
me
you
either.
To flash. We want you to flash. Right here on radio.
Oh, boy. Right here, so the whole world can see.
Absolutely. And let me describe it.
Well, that ain't going to happen. There's a guy named Robert Wright who does a lot of writing and has had a couple of pieces about what he calls, or what I call, aggressive liberalism, or what he's calling, I think, he's got a phrase for it, which escapes me at the moment. But he talks about a way in which Democrats can start to address defense and terrorism in a way that they approach what's going on in the world on a networked basis and assume that it's not a state-run system, it's not one enemy, it's a network, it is an organization that is, you know, amoeba-like. And that's a way of thinking about things that is not familiar to the average American, but certainly familiar to your average online person. And I would say to the Democratic Party leadership, maybe it's time they tried it out.
Okay, Democratic leadership, you heard that. Ms. Nolan is here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And go to her website,
spot-on.com.
You got it.
Thanks, boys.
And thanks for you'll come back, right?
Oh, yeah. of course.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. You're saucy.
She has
you
been saving
the
it
show.
Real.
Yeah.
I could save the show. Oh, my God. That's a heavy burden for me, Willie Brown. A heavy burden for a woman like me
today. It's a heavy burden for Willie Brown as well.
He's better dressed than I am.
He's better dressed than the entire city put together.
That's all I got going.
We're coming
you
back.
You want to take that away from me? I'll send you the bill.
We have Harvey Kushner joining us. His book was about the Middle East, and we'll find out what he thinks. But right now, we have some news headlines with Ellen Hyatt in the newsroom on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will Durst, thank you so much. It is 818 at 960 The Quake. We're going to check traffic first around the Bay Area. We've got some big troubles to tell you about. A sig alert in the East Bay, the Byron area, Vasca Road, both directions at Camino Pablo. We've got all lanes blocked right now. Very serious head-on injury crash with emergency crews on scene. Other big trouble spot is getting into San Francisco on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. We had an accident and a stall. The right lane blocked a long time right near Treasure Island, and we've got jam traffic from Treasure Island all the way back past the Toll Plaza and into the main. Of course, those metering lights are on to slow the traffic down just a little bit more. Antioch, also Highway 4, completely clogged up this morning, westbound direction between L Street and then downtown Pittsburgh to the Love Ridge Road area. Bay Area weather, that coastal morning fog is going to clear by the middle of the day. I swear it will. Farthest inland temperatures, a little bit cooler today, getting into the mid-80s, 60s and 70s by the bay and out at the beaches. And here's what's making headlines around the world and here in the Bay Area. The number of mosquitoes infected with West Nile virus on the rise in the South Bay, and that is prompting Santa Clara County officials to spray parts of the South Bay tonight. Workers are supposedly going to be fogging a three-mile stretch in San Jose and Campbell starting at 11 p.m. Contact lens solution and cough syrup and other non-prescription medications are allowed in carry-on baggage now. The TSA lightening up some of the security restrictions for airport passengers across the country and here in the Bay Area. And biologists are hoping a dozen boatloads of oyster shells that they dumped into San Francisco Bay this weekend over on the Marin side of the bay are going to help revive a comeback of native oysters. The scientists who are getting funding from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration hoping the calcium-rich shells will anchor living shellfish reefs. Wall Street investors liking that Mideast ceasefire and reports that oil prices are down about a dollar a barrel today, which is very good news, and that is affecting the stock markets quite a bit with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up more than 90 points, the NASDAQ up more than 25 points. That's what's happening, and up in just a moment, it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now. When you sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet, you can do more for free in a secure online environment. You get instant access to free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You'll receive over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. For more information, call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Why?
Freedom of choice!
We want to thank you for choosing to be a progressive radio listener here.
Or you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. It's Monday morning, August 14th, 8:23 a.m. And I am Will Durst here on 960 The Quake.
And I am Willie Brown. Hanging with Will Durst right here on 960 The Quake at telephone number 866-960-5753.
And we have a couple of emails people have sent in. Last week, we must have been discussing this, and I don't remember it, but we were talking about, supposedly, this caller says, we were talking about the vampire defense, and the vampire defense has to do with the first half of the movie, nobody believes in vampires, so that's why everybody thinks that the person who is saying there's a vampire is crazy. Because nobody believes in vampires. And this is what Bush has gotten away because of the vampire defense. The President of the United States couldn't possibly lie about weapons of mass destruction to get us into a war. This is from Stan. Stan sent this to us by an email by going to quakeradio.com and scrolling down to the Contact Us button.
Stan concluded that we didn't understand what was meant by the word
vampire. The vampire defense, right.
Which is obviously not true. I've been using the vampire defense for years. What is he talking about? You think I'm going to explain that, Stan? You got to be out of your mind. It's the best tool that I had going.
Nobody would believe.
No, absolutely. Nobody would believe Willie would ever do that. Are you kidding me? Lock your daughter up, lady.
You couldn't possibly have a pathological liar on as the President of the United States. That's part of the vampire defense.
And there's no way Colin Powell would stand up there and make it if the evidence wasn't true.
He says that.
Does he? You've got to be kidding.
No, that's in here.
Well, there are so many of those things that actually went on, so the person who initiated that dialogue was absolutely correct. We just didn't think we needed to let Stan know we understood it. Now I assume, Will, by virtue of your referencing that email, Stan is happy.
we hope
he's happy.
We hope he's happy. We also get another email. It was full of bumper stickers here. I'm going to read this to you. This came out to us from Jay. These bumper stickers were compiled by somebody, a Methodist minister in Lakeside, Ohio. These are actual bumper stickers now on cars. I didn't write any of them. I'm only the messenger. Blind faith and bad leadership, not patriotism. If you supported Bush, a yellow ribbon won't make up for it. Of course it hurts. You're getting screwed by an elephant. Religious fundamentalism, a threat abroad, a threat at home. God bless everyone, no exceptions. Bush spent your Social Security on his war. Pro-America, anti-Bush. Who would Jesus bomb? I actually use that in my ear. If you support Bush's war, why are you still here? Shut up and ship out. There's some more.
Those are great bumper stickers. They're a little long and a little intellectual.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, but bumper stickers, you know.
I like this. Is it 2008 yet?
I like the one about the elephant.
Of course it hurt.
Ah, America never, never, never disappoints me in the quality of their political commentary without even realizing that it's there. They really lay it out.
Now, you claim that we could definitely see that the Republicans use what happened last Thursday with the planes as a rebound, kind of like a trampoline to come back up in the polls.
They have now repositioned the Democrats again. And put the Democrats on the defense.
Again.
Yesterday's talk shows. How in the name of heavens could any Republican of any stature end up on those shows without being pillared by Gregory and the other people substituting for whoever is supposed to be the host? Just list the number of things that have been done by the Republicans that went counter to the 9/11 Commission's recommendations, and you'd have a point of dialogue that would have Republicans defend him. But that's not what happened. Nothing like that happened.
He took out Keene, wasn't that the two guys? There was Lee Hamilton,
yes,
who's a Democrat on the 9/11
and the governor of New
Jersey.
Governor
Keene. He took out Keene pretty much. He was trying to pin him down. David Gregory was filling in for what's his name.
Tim Russert,
yeah.
And I thought he has a British accent, by the way.
David Gregory?
Yes. I didn't realize. I started listening. You know how fascinated I am with the way the British...
they all have that same haircut, too. Don't they? They all have the same haircut.
I'm very, very careful about hair.
I'm wearing my radio hair. That's all.
About
you know, I have hair because you don't, and I'm making up. So
you're always
hair.
Trying to get around.
We are keeping it real. Harvey Kushner is going to join us. He's the author of Holy War, at home and abroad. So he'll be with us in the next segment. We are at the bottom of the hour. It got here so quickly. It's 8:29 a.m. on August 14th, and we got some news in the studio. Ellen Hyatt at CNN, all here on 960 The Quick.
And thank you, Will Durst. This traffic report is what we're going to start out with, and it's brought to you by Cost Plus World Market. We have major delays getting into San Francisco on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. An accident and a stall all cleared, but that's why there's such a big backup. Through the middle of the maze to the toll plaza, metering lights remain on. Sig alert in effect in Byron in the East Bay. A head-on injury crash blocking all lanes on Vasco Road at Camino Diablo. Emergency crews will remain on scene there for quite some time. This report brought to you by Cost Plus World Market. Come in to Cost Plus World Market for big savings throughout the entire store during their annual World Market Days celebration. Plus, save an extra $25 when you spend $75 or more. See store for details. Bay Area weather, we are going to have a nice day in the inland valleys. Sunshine coming out after the morning fog clears, and sunshine expected by the bay, and that usual pattern of morning fog is supposed to clear by the middle of the day. Temperatures ranging from the 60s out at the ocean to the mid-80s in the inland valleys. And now some Quake news on 960 The Quake. Airport screeners at Bay Area airports allowing passengers to take some additional non-prescription medications on board, like cough syrup and contact lens solution when they're flying. Still working through these newly revised airport security guidelines, which have been relaxed just slightly. A type of bird flu is turning up in the United States, but officials say it does not look like it's the kind that's causing concern. The White House says the strain found in some wild mute swans in Michigan is similar to types that have turned up before in North America. Tests are continuing. Oil prices dropping nearly a dollar today as the world reacts to the Mideast ceasefire now in effect. Also some positive news out this morning from British Petroleum saying the company will be able to maintain half of its pipeline production from its Prudhoe Bay oil field in Alaska. Of course, this weekend many Bay Area drivers saw some higher gas prices rising about a nickel a gallon on average. And check real-time local traffic anytime by visiting quakeradio.com on our website. And in just a moment, it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu. Now
you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas. Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Talking to you from the Left Oracle, the heart of the Bay Area. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, live at the Hotel Vitale here on the Embarcadero and Mission Street. It's Monday, August 14th. It's 8:36 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the line with us is Harvey Kushner, author of Holy War. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Kushner.
You there, Mr. Kushner?
Holy war on the home front, the secret Islamic terror network in the United States. And Mr. Kushner wrote this book recently and has been appearing on a lot of major news medias.
And I wonder how...
outlets. He's been on CNN and Fox News. He's a regular commentator on Fox News.
And he wrote this book before the M5 and M6
right.
In UK discovered the collection of the 24, 27 people, whatever the number happens to be, who were allegedly planning to carry out multiple hits on aircraft originated in the UK and landed in the USA, including California.
Between 10 and 12. We don't have the correct number yet.
And the interesting part about that...
Oh, he's with us.
...that there was obviously some substance to what these people were attempting to do, middle class and all.
Mr. Kushner, what was the plot? Who were these people? Do we know yet?
Well, obviously, we have, sketchy details. We don't know exactly. We know names of individuals. We know where they're from. And we know some of them probably have Al-Qaeda connections and been trained most likely in Pakistan. But, you're dealing with the Brits here, and their release of information is somewhat different than here in the United States. For a variety of reasons. One, they tend to keep things closer to the vest during an investigation. And secondly, the rules of evidence, require them not to necessarily give out information prior to a trial. So, but what we can say is that this seems to be, appears to be, an Al-Qaeda type of operation. Almost a copycat of an earlier attempt about a decade ago called Project Bojinga. Bojinga is, some people say it's Arabic, but they're incorrect. It's probably slang in a variety of different dialects, meaning explosion or bang. And that was hatched by Ramzi Yousef, the first mastermind of the first takedown of the World Trade Center, and he was related to Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, an Al-Qaeda commander. They were going to hijack 12 wide-body jets as they traversed the Pacific, and they were going to use a liquid, explosives to bring down the plane. One in a trial run, the explosion went off, killed an individual, and a plane did indeed land safely. And this plot seems to be similar in that liquid explosives were going to be used, this time instead of from the over to Pacific.
We're speaking to Harvey Kushner. He's the author of Holy War on the Home Front, and he's with us here on 960 The Quake.
Mr. Kushner, you still there?
I'm still here.
You were talking about the first, a decade ago, the plot and the program and the test run that resulted in the loss of one life, but not the destruction of any airplane. You would think that the authorities throughout the world would have been so alerted as a result of that, that they would have planned and executed a program that addressed the potential for liquids being on airplanes.
Well,
how, if all, do you account for the absence of that kind of conduct?
Stupidity, sheer stupidity. In fact, we all knew after 9/11 especially, and even certainly after Bojinka, that we didn't have the technology available to detect liquid explosives, or for that matter a variety of other explosives, if they were carried into the cabin. In fact, the TSA said this the beginning of the year when they loosened up restrictions about sharps and other types of devices which were previously banned from being carried into the cabin, which are now allowed into the cabin. And their statement was that the reason they're doing this is so they'll be able to focus more time, the screeners that is, on explosives. And it's just mind-boggling. Maybe it shouldn't be mind-boggling, but that's the way we operate, that until the shoe drops or until something happens, that we keep our head in the sand. And so that's why liquids of all varieties were allowed into the cabin. Now, I will bet you that within the next week or two, they're going to start loosening up, tweaking so to speak, those restrictions. They have already. They're now allowing infant formula as well as prescription liquids, but now they were going to also allow over-the-counter prescriptions, over-the-counter liquid drugs such as, without naming a name, liquid cough medicine. So, you know, the TSA takes its orders from the top, and the top has been very reluctant to put into effect protocols that would protect the public. And certainly there's been a tremendous failure by our intelligence agencies, our law enforcement agencies, and our leaders to connect the dots, because Al-Qaeda has told us over the years that, hey, we don't get it right the first time, we come back and do it. They did that with the World Trade Center, 93 attempt, and then they flattened it in 2001. They attacked the USS the Sullivans in Yemen, and they failed on that attempt, but approximately 2 months later, they hit the USS Cole. So they've had a track record of being very focused in on using the technique until it bears fruit. Not only that, everyone listening to your show understands that Muslim extremists have a penchant for attacking civil aviation. They've done this for decades. But yet, we still haven't put in place any measures, really, to protect the flying public. And it's outrageous that coming up on the fifth-year anniversary, we still don't have devices capable of detecting a variety of different explosives, be they liquid or dry.
Well, you've written this book now that is being circulated, and you're talking about it. In that book, do you go into any detail about the failures of our country to address the issues of safety for people by the terrorists?
That's exactly the whole nature of the book. I didn't want to write Holy War. I've written other books and I have other projects, but after 2001, working for a variety of federal agencies, from the FBI to INS to an intelligence analyst for the United States Probation Department, I saw that we were still not getting it right, and that I had documents which are published in Holy War showing that we weren't getting it right. It wasn't just a tell-all book that, you know, and say, you have to trust me on this. They're redacted documents that show that terrorists who went to Afghan training camps were allowed into this country by the Asylum Division of the INS, Immigration and Natural Service, after 2001. This has been a tremendous failure of our complete system to deal with a problem that's been here for over two decades.
And also in Holy War, you have you published the Charter of the Center of Studies, Intelligence, and the Information. And this chart, handwritten in Arabic, and it dates back to 1981. And it's almost an outline for terrorism.
Absolutely. And what's interesting about that and makes it very current is that that's an Iranian document. And that was circulated here in this country approximately 2 years after the Iranian Revolution and a year before Hezbollah was formed. So it shows that the Iranians had in mind setting up secret Islamic networks, not only in the Middle East, but right here in the United States. And in fact, they did that with Hezbollah and its terrorist arm, Islamic Jihad, and they did that here in this country, which this document was, actually, this document was known to law enforcement and the government in the mid-80s. They knew about this. People who were briefed with this, about this document told me so. And in fact, this shows you that Hezbollah has been able to operate inside the United States unchecked, collecting money as we speak since 1982. And they're located in, I can name it, areas which are hotbeds for Hezbollah contributions, Hezbollah activity, Dearborn, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, New York, and Washington. And certainly in L.A. and in Florida, they're all over this country, and they've been able to slip on the radar screen. While we've been focused specifically in Al-Qaeda, we've been focused on Hamas and Palestine Islamic Jihad, we've allowed Hezbollah to maintain a financial relationship with this country. So what you see occurring is in the Lebanon is not only financed by Iran, not only financed by Iran with equipment that's sent to Syria into that area, but it's also financed by money raised right here in the United States.
Any of the documents that you have referenced, were they originally classified and now they've been declassified?
No. They were never classified. If they were classified, I'm not one to out anybody. These documents that are in the Holy War were sent to me. They're as official government business, and therefore there's no copyright on them, but they weren't top secret. They weren't classified. They were redacted because we wouldn't want to keep an ongoing investigation or names of individuals, but certainly these are not documents that were unknown to law enforcement and to certainly people in our government.
Mr. Kushner, thanks for weighing in with us. Harvey Kushner has been our guest. He's the author of Holy War. Holy War on the home front. And this is not his first time. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back here. Keeping it real. We have news headlines coming up. And then later on, of course, what would Willie do? And in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Big Ed Schultz and Annette Sosa from CNN, live from Haifa, all here on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will Durst, thank you very much. We've got some major delays to tell you about in the East Bay. We're going to start off right now with an accident that's been in the clearing stages for quite a while in Byron. Vasco Road remains closed down at Camino Diablo. Fatal injury crash in all lanes, both directions shut down, and this is going to be a while, so stay away from this route if this is your normal commute route. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, major backups into the maze, westbound 80 slow from the to the toll plaza where metering lights are on, and you've got some stop-and-go conditions as well into San Francisco. The Nimitz in Oakland, all another trouble spot, southbound 880 at Hagenberger Road. A couple cars that crashed there blocking the left lane of the off-ramp, and you're backed up from at least 66th Avenue now. And here are some headlines and to tell you about of news of the world and here in the Bay Area. I'm Ellen Hyatt filling in for John Scott this morning on 960 The Quake. Checking first weather, we're going to see sunshine. The morning fog is going to clear, especially in the inland valleys. Cooler temperatures everywhere. Partly cloudy conditions at the ocean and a mixture of sunshine and clouds by the bay with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. And making headlines now, revised airport screening rules for travelers. You can check out our website, quakeradio.com, for the TSA's revised list of what you can and can't take on airplanes. Give you a little list. Apparently now, travel size liquid medications are allowed in people's carry-on luggage, up to 4 ounces of non-prescription medication. Low blood sugar treatments, including glucose gel for diabetics, are now permitted, and solid lipstick and baby food are allowed. But apparently not allowed aerosols. That remains off the list, and mandatory shoe screening is still in effect for all travelers. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping force in Lebanon is seeking reinforcements as soon as possible and has warned that the situation between Lebanon and Israel remains fragile. Wall Street investors welcoming a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon after the month-long war, sending stocks higher as oil prices also dropped sharply. The Dow up 90 points, the Nasdaq up more than 20 points. And that's what's happening, and now it's more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand-new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280.
Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD Radio at crutchfield.com.
Bro. What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of national, international, or local import. And every day he digs deep into that well of wisdom and sagacity, his years and experience of public service have given him, and gives us an answer in a segment we call What Would Willie Do? And today's What Would Willie Do? Mr. Brown, earlier you heard me castigate the Democrats for not being on point during the recent attacks by the Republicans on their defeatist and hate American attitude. If you were running the rapid response team for the Dems, if they had one, what would your first move be? What would Willie do?
I would be all over this administration for not pursuing the alternative for screening purposes for explosives that was advised to be done some 10 years ago. If our most recent guest is correct, and I do believe he is correct, in his book on the Holy War, contained therein apparently is a reference to some experience that we had with someone doing a test ride a decade ago. It seems to me America, and in this administration in particular, would have explored with Silicon Valley, with all the other great inventors and the great minds in this nation, how do you make a definitive device to determine whether or not something is or is not an explosive? I would have been on the case. I would have had chapter and verse of people who've made these inventions, who've come aboard with this technology, who've supplied it to the government, and the government has either sat on it, buried it, or not responded to it. I would guess, and I don't have the definitive information, and I hope I get it after this tirade, I would hope that there are people out there who did do the produce the equipment, who did invent the technique, and who has it available even today, and has had the government set it aside. And I would charge this administration with having further exposed us and risk our safety, and I would say they can't be trusted not to continue in that conduct if they go beyond 2006.
I hope you get somebody's attention.
That's what Willie would have done in my rapid response, and I would
have. Do they have a rapid response team?
I assume they do, but that rapid response team apparently debates what the response would be, and by the time they get around to it, it's like timing in comics. If you don't do it when it hits you, it doesn't work.
Oh, well, let's look at last August, or 2 Augusts ago, when Mr. Kerry did not have a rapid response team for the swift boating.
He had a rapid response team. It's just they were a debating society. Democrats are famous.
But Clinton had a good one. Clinton had a good one. Carville always, he never let an hour go by.
And that's because it was Clinton and Carville, and they were the only two people connected. Now we have all of this collection and this great level of, as Christine Pelosi says, we have all these people who want to sit around and talk and drink a liter of coffee before they respond. And a liter coffee is designed to slow you down, not speed you up. You need some juice in our rapid response team. Our rapid response team needs to be on steroids.
He's just speaking of the rapid response team. He's not talking about the Giants. He's not talking about the Niners.
Well, did you see how where Goff is now saying...
No, I didn't see that. You brought it up earlier.
Goff is saying, just
there
maybe...
There might be some guys on steroids?
No, they're saying with the quest for power, you now have to... Because when Tiger came along and he so dominated all of the courses, everybody thought the golf courses were too short. And that from tee to green wasn't far enough. And so they expanded the size of most of the golf courses to adjust to the power of Tiger. Now they're saying, by virtue of that, all these little Willie Brown-type weeklies are still out there. And what they're going to do is, in order to catch up, instead of having natural talent...
They're going to steroid
it up.
And Schultz coming up in the next hour along with Nina
Sosa of golf.
CNN, live from Haifa. Keeping it real with Willie.
960, The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
60, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Pat St. Clair. There has been some fighting, but overall the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is holding on day one. The Israeli army says 6 Hezbollah fighters who posed a danger have been killed, but there has been no Hezbollah rocket fire or Israeli air raids today. CNN's Nanette Sosa is joining us live from Haifa, Israel's third largest city, where she says residents are hopeful the ceasefire will mean a return to normalcy in their lives.
The UN ceasefire is signed. However, many Israelis consider it fragile. One reason is because Israel wants to know when Hezbollah will disarm. Lebanon's been told to send its army immediately to the border with Israel so an international force can be deployed as well. The UN